This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Two CIA officials added their names to the list of resignations in Washington today. They ran the Central Intelligence Agency's clandestine service, the organization's most powerful branch. These are the latest in a string of high-level resignations at the CIA, just 7 weeks into Porter Goss's tenure as the head of the agency. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly joins us now. And Mary Louise, let's talk just a bit about who resigned and who they were.
Right. Today's resignations are two men, one named Stephen Kappas, his deputy Michael Sulik. They were the director and deputy director of the clandestine service, which is basically the CIA's spies as opposed to the analysts or the research team. And we're told that this represents something of a revolt against the management style of the new director, Porter Goss, and specifically against the management team that Goss has brought in. Goss, before he came to the CIA, was a Republican congressman, and when he left the Hill, he brought a handful of his most senior aides with him. He's installed them in very senior jobs at the agency, which probably would have been enough to stoke resentment. On top of that, I'm told by several former officials that these aides have been very abrasive, have been crossed the line into being downright disrespectful with some of the long-term intelligence officials. Apparently, there have been a series of confrontations, and finally, Kappas and Sulik decided enough's enough.
Within the agency itself, what kind of reputation did these two men, Stephen Kappas and Michael Sulik, have?
Very good reputation. They are both very experienced senior spies. They had both only been in their jobs a couple of months. We just this summer actually had the resignation of the longtime head of the clandestine service. So these two were promoted up and were seen, I think, by many within the agency as the future and as a pretty bright future. Kappas is a 23-year CIA veteran. He's the former Moscow station chief. He is widely credited with being the key negotiator with Muammar Gaddafi, the Libyan leader, in terms of persuading Gaddafi to abandon his nuclear ambitions. So I've talked to several former and current officials. They all, whether or not they support the reforms Porter Goss is undertaking, are dismayed at this turn of events.
Well, what's behind this shakeup, do you figure? Is it part of what may be seen as needed changes that Porter Goss was brought in to make at the CIA, or is it something of the partisanship that you alluded to earlier?
Well, this is very much depends on who you talk to. I think, look, everyone knew that a shakeup was coming, and Porter Goss was very clear about that. In his confirmation hearings, I watched him in September say, the CIA is too bureaucratic. I want to go in there and shake things up. We're going to do it. So he's following through on that, and I think even the old guard at the CIA thought some changes were probably due. However, you know, you talk to people who are quite rankled about the shakeup going on, and they say it's just been incredibly poorly handled. And on top of it, that these two guys were not the two who needed shaking up, that they were very talented and probably should have been persuaded to stick around for the
long
term.
Part of the solution, not the problem.
Exactly.
We mentioned that there have been other high-level resignations at the CIA, including the number two official there, Deputy Director John McLaughlin,
right,
who announced his resignation last Friday. Do we expect to see more of the same?
I think the short answer is we may see some, but probably not a lot. We are hearing reports of possible other protest resignations in the clandestine service, where people do appear to feel genuinely aggrieved and angry with this new management team that's come in. And of course, we wait to see what Porter Goss's plans are for the rest of the CIA. We're only talking about a quarter of the people at the CIA here in the clandestine service. But at the end of the day, as one former intelligence official put it to me this morning, even spies have kids. And leaving the CIA means leaving a pension, means leaving a paycheck. Resigning in protest is not a decision made lightly. So my read on the situation is we probably will not see a tidal wave of resignations, but we may well see a few more before all of this shakes out.
And any word on replacements for Kappas and Sulik?
There are names circulating, several of whom are undercover operatives, so we can't name them here on the air, but I'm told there are candidates. I'm also told by some of the former intelligence officials who are not pleased with the way things are going that there's not that deep a bench at the clandestine service, and that there is a real danger of losing an entire top tier of very experienced CIA operatives.
Mary Louise, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's intelligence correspondent, Mary Louise Kelly.